The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
Boys. October 8th, 2025 is the Malcolm Go podcast. Happy birthday, Mom. It is Tony, Tyler, Vincent in the room, in the chat, after the biggest win, biggest Patriots win in 5 years, safe to say. Fight. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, that had to be the biggest win emotionally for me. Since Tom left, I can't think of a Mac win other than maybe the time he snuck a win out of Buffalo in the fourth quarter at home that excited me the way that win excited me, got the boys going.
Yeah, but that season was already over. It had to be from the 10-7 season.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a big win in that season.
Me either. Exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can't remember. I can remember every big Tom Brady win. Like for 20 years, I remember every single one. This one just felt so good going into Buffalo. There's going to be no tougher situation to play than primetime at Buffalo. Had it been cold, it would have been a little bit tougher. But the atmosphere, you're not going to find a tougher spot in the ever. You know what I mean? There's never going to be a tougher spot than that spot, primetime in Buffalo. Like you can go primetime Kansas City, primetime in Baltimore. Fucking Seattle, wherever. Combined with the team, the Buffalo Bills, the toughest spot in the league right there. And Drake May played his balls off. I mean,
in the second half.
Yeah, all right, exactly. I mean, the first half, and you got to, again, and I think I tweeted this at the time, literally bar for bar, word for word, stole my whole fucking flow. I said, at halftime, I said, Drake was a little jittery in the first half. But I'll tell you what, that last drive, he was on point. I bet that's going to flow over to the second half. And he was like something like 14 of 16 in the second half. Nails.
Perfect, almost.
Yeah. He looked awesome.
He did. I mean, he's
and, confident. Diggs was like blackout in the second half.
Diggs?
Yeah.
Diggs is some, that motherfucker's got clamps for hands. I mean, Drake May's putting the ball right on him, but, like, he does these he does these voices. You would swear they were the real people. Now, he was, when he was running down the sideline, that ball that Drake May threw was one of one. No Patriot quarterback in history could throw that ball at that exact same, like, way.
It's weird because he would scramble to the sidelines, and then there would be ball. I don't know if it was a camera angle from the stadium, but you'd be like, all right, he's throwing that away. And then it would just be Diggs catching it on the sidelines for a first down. It happened like four times.
It's like it's a Diggs only thing. I swear to God, he did it against the Patriots six times a game. He would lean on the sidelines, an indefensible play. He leans on the sidelines like fucking Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal, and he's tipping over, and Drake May just drills him in the stomach from like, you know, 20 yards away. You can't cover it because he's like literally an 3 inches off the ground, out of bounds, with 2 feet down. Are you having wine out of a mug, or are you drinking coffee?
This is a nice mint tea.
Oh, God. We've really fallen off, boys.
I'm drinking tea myself.
Oh, you're on the wagon, so you need to be drinking tea. Clean out that soul.
I had a little weed today, too.
What?
I just took a little weed gummy, like a little nibble off one.
Yeah. How'd it feel? You're microdosing weed gummies?
Yeah.
I love that from you. Microdose a little bit, go to work.
It's bad. So I was like, I'll take a bite of this.
Take the edge off, boys. How it makes me feel. I had a drive to Providence this morning in fucking the perfect storm. I don't know what the hell happened. I was like praying for my life the entire way down. I had hydroplaned for six, seven miles. I mean, I don't know.
I don't even remember it pouring that hard this morning.
You live in fucking Wisconsin. I mean, this fucking was unbelievable. I was like, I mean, it was an hour and a half straight. It took me 3 hours to get to Providence. It should take me an hour at max. It took me 3 hours to get to Providence today.
What are you doing down there? Is that a recruitment trip for bricklayers? Because that's the only place they're from.
It's all the Portuguese. Well, they live near it. They don't live in Providence. They live in New Bedford.
The Portuguese Freedom Trail?
Yeah, they all live down there in the vans. You see them all in vans. I was just looking at a job. But anyway, yeah, so Diggs, I mean, the ball, when he caught that ball on the sidelines, not even a bobble. I mean, like, you know, most people let it hit their body. He gets two hands on it and like fucking, if you see it again, he caught it like by the ends of the ball and just had it and was just stuck in there like a fucking vice grip. Impressive. I mean, he took over. They basically gave him Pop Douglas's slot role, like eliminated Pop basically from like the, from the offense, for what it's worth. Like, he's like the fourth receiver now. And they just like kind of have Booty on the outside and Hollins on the outside running around. And then sometimes it's Kyle Williams instead of Hollins. But for the most part, it's Booty, Hollins, and Diggs in the slot. And Diggs is going to murder everybody in the slot. I mean, there's nobody can stop him. He's just open every single play. He understands the offense. He's open every single play. He's going to be, I mean, if he could keep at this pace with that energy, like he could easily get 1,400 yards in the slot right now. Thoughts, boys? Nobody? Did I lose both of you? I might have lost. I think I lost Vince. I lost Ty. That's not a great start for the boys, if we're being honest. I might as well just keep talking. Whoop, there goes Ty. There goes Vince. They may come back. All right. What happened to my boys? What happened to my boys? Oh, we got a couple popping back in. There we are. Hey, where'd you guys go? You back?
Back? I can see you. We're here.
All right. Yeah, you got lost for a second there. Sometimes, you know, this chat app is not great. What are you going to do?
You keep cutting out.
I cut out?
It's me and Tyler were talking the whole time to each other. You cut out.
Oh, God damn it. It's probably my fucking hamster dial.
You went down for like 30 seconds. We immediately started trashing you.
It wasn't recorded, so you could have said whatever you wanted. I was just really just talking about how Diggs is going to go for like 13. I said he's going to go for like 1,400 yards.
How many does he have now?
Like 400 almost.
I mean, that was his best game, clearly. Obviously motivated to go back and play the Bills again. He's going to be fine, but...
You mean he's going to be fine? He's terrific already.
He's not going to average over 100 a game for the next...
Why not? How do you know? Weeks. He's fucking elite.
I guess that's true. I guess I don't know.
He cooked. He's cooked the last two games. The two games, they were like, okay, you can play the whole game. He's open every play.
I mean, he does look great.
I know.
I need to see another week.
They're playing New Orleans. I mean, they don't have a defense. Who's the best cornerback he's even going to play? Like, I can't even name. This isn't even like the fucking early 2000s where you could rip off 15 great cornerbacks. I mean,
well, I don't know what these other teams do. Like, does Sauce Gardner go in the slot? Does Denzel Ward go in the slot? Like, I don't think these guys just move around anymore.
They stick. Well, some of them do. I mean, I don't know. I mean, some of them will stick to a player, but like, I still like Diggs used to crush Gilmore. You know what I mean? I mean, given that was like 6 years ago, but like he was, you couldn't cover him when he was with the Bills. Didn't matter who was on him, Gilmore and McCourty, and he'd still have 80, 90 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Those games were tough to watch. That and then that Jefferson in Minnesota seemed like the just impossible people to cover.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, just a feel for the game that you don't understand. They're just always open, and Drake May and him are just going at each other all the time now. It's just them two, back to back. I mean, just fucking feed off it. Just go to him every single play. Who cares? Who cares if people get upset? And then Booty's fucking, you know, in the zone and the fucking with and beating the deep safeties. Drake May's gunning it in between the safety and the linebacker and the corner. I mean, incredible throw.
How many snaps do you think Patriots had? 60 offensive snaps. How many do you think Diggs played?
Over 50.
He had 30 snaps, which is kind of crazy. That
doesn't seem right.
He must have had like 10 or 12 catches.
Oh, he had 10 catches, definitely.
So he got targeted like every single time he was on the field, they pretty much were targeted.
I think that's what I mean. That's why I think he plays this. He's in the slot. He's basically playing Edelman, Welker role. So he's going to be open every single play.
Just with that extra muscle.
He's got that extra. He can jump extra bones. He's very strong to get open at extra fast speeds.
I mean, if he's in like running of the, in the, that slot, like, where Julian Edelman was open, like, I mean, he's just a 15 times better athlete. I don't know.
Different animal. Yeah, exactly. He's a number one receiver that could play on the boundary, playing in the slot, cooking slot corners. Like, a slot corner can't cover Stephon Diggs. I don't care who you are.
Surgeon did a great job from what I can see.
He had quite a bulge on him during at the beginning of the game. I don't know if they noticed that. I think he was extra pumped up for the Buffalo Bills because they zoomed in on him and I said, you can see his entire dick right there. I mean, it might as well have been wearing no pants. I said, God bless Cardi B. She can handle that.
I didn't play football, obviously, but how prevalent are cups in football?
Oh, you don't wear a cup.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does.
I played catcher in baseball and didn't wear a cup. I was too badass for it. And you want to know a real story why?
Why?
If you want to hear it. There was this very, very pretty girl. Her name was Renee. And her friend, who I don't remember who it was. But when I was in Little League, I was playing catcher. And there was two leagues in Saugus. And we used to do this thing called interleague play. Because there was, back then, little kids played baseball. So there was a million people playing baseball. So we had like 10 teams in our league and then 10 teams in the American League. So
that isn't a neat setup for a small town though.
It was sick. And then, so we went and we were playing the Red Sox. We were the Phillies cause we were in the National League and I was catcher and I was over there and I was wearing my cup, of course, cause I was like 10. And I saw the girl, and I was like, oh, she's so pretty. She's so pretty. Everyone in town thought she was, like, the prettiest girl. She was like, oh, you just hear her. Like, look at the size of his catcher's ass. And she was just, like, saying, like, hey, because her boyfriend was the other catcher. She was like, Dave's ass isn't that size, shit like that. She was making fun of me. And then there was a pass ball, and they she goes, what's wrong with your penis? And I was like, God damn it. And I never wore a cup after that. And that was like the fifth grade.
This girl's just standing behind the fucking
cage. She was heckling me from behind the fucking dugout. Not the dugout,
what
behind.
What park were you at? Where could you even see?
I was at the American League Hurt Ave.
You could hear that during a game? That's insane.
You're hyper-focused when you see a pretty girl in Little League. You want to show off and show out, my guy.
Wait, so you thought her saying that you had a big ass was a bad thing?
No, not the ass. Well, then by the way, she said it. Trust me, it was a bad thing. I wasn't worried
was
about that.
Good,
but
it was not good.
The way she said it, it was a bad thing. But when I got up and got the pass ball, and she said, "What's wrong with your penis?" and I was like, "Oh, come on!"
This little 12-year-old terrorist just fucking.
I think I pulled it out of the jock strap in the dugout. That's what I think I did.
And then for the
if the rest of my career, I was just like, I'm just going to go fucking naked out here.
Why is a girl even at that game?
Like, your boyfriend was on the other team, and I think she lived on that street. I was like 12, so she was probably 11 or 12.
The fucking song is trash. Why are you dating?
She was a babe, though. Can't forget it.
They're already banging.
100%. I mean, she might have been pregnant. Frankie would know exactly who I'm talking about, too.
If someone makes fun of your preteen penis, it's over. Like, that's
I mean, people make fun of my adult penis, so I wouldn't... I mean, it was over then anyway, but...
Well, as an adult, it's like, well, what do I have nothing. We all get it. But as a kid, you're like, well, there's still hope. Maybe I could
well,
get there.
When you're that age, when you're 12, you think maybe like you guys are the same until you get to a locker room with like your black teammates and be like, oh God, we are not the same. Like even if there was like Jewish kids on my team, there never was. But if there was, I'd have been like, what are you guys doing with that? How'd you get that? I don't know.
Yeah, you walk into the college locker room, it's a little different experience.
Be humbling. I can imagine that's humbling. I think I went one time to like a gym with my dad. He brought me to one. My first like regular big gym. I think it was like the Boston Sports Club in Linfield when that existed. And I was not like workout age yet. I was like probably 12, same age, I think, as Little League. And my dad was like on the Stairmaster doing something gay. And I was like, yeah, I go wander around. And I, like, didn't know what to do. So I, like, bench pressed for, like, 2 seconds. And then I found the sauna, and I went in there. And then my dad was like, come on, let's go take a shower. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you take a shower after you go to the gym. I said, okay. I was like, I don't have my bathing suit. He's like, you going naked. What are you, gay? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? So I go in there, my little pee-pee's out, and there was fucking 70 old men all hogs out, fucking hitting their knee, clapping off their thighs. I'm like, what is this? I looked at my dad. I was like, aren't you embarrassed? Aren't you embarrassed that we're in here? Now they know our genetics.
Old guys in a gym locker room have the longest balls.
They do.
They're like, everything just sauna, steam, everything's loosened up.
It's a lot of gravity.
Fucking 80 years of gravity, dude. Are you kidding me?
It does. It just goes down. That's why women's breasts and men's balls are just always on the floor when they're dying. It's a humbling experience, though, when you get into the shower age. But you know how freeing it is once you become that age to not give a fuck and just go out? Like, right now, I'm at that age. I'm 38, and I don't care. I'd be naked in that gym locker room, sitting on the bench, no towel down.
We're 25 minutes in, maybe. That's not bad. First time going off the rails. And talking about
25 minutes, we're getting into dick talk? I mean, that's on par. I mean, that's average. What were we talking about? It's only 16 minutes in. That's pretty fast.
We have to cut out another segment. I mean, Bill's done, I think. It's over.
Yeah, there's some tough news coming out of North Carolina. I mean, I think I've been saying it. I was like, the minute... Like, he gets no leniency with the media. He'll never get any. Because he was never, nice to them or gave them anything... No, except for the year he was after the Patriots, like where he was like part of the media, he was never good to like these guys, like the Florios and like regular reporters. Like he was always good to like the guys that he loved, like Steve Sable and, national guys. But he hated these regular fucking Joes that would be like asking them questions all the time and treated them with contempt. And they fucking revel in a Bill Belichick failure so hard. Like any little like... any little chink in the armor, part of my language, well, they'll dive into. Like, just think, like, the best one I can think of is Antonio Brown, right? Like, Antonio Brown goes to the Raiders, huge deal, shows up, in a helicopter and, like, whatever. He's there for, like, fucking 6 weeks or whatever he is. Fucks around the whole time. They cut him. And Bill Bell, you never hear anything else. Just kind of he's being an asshole in camp. He, like, freezes his feet. Does some weird shit, goes nuts on Twitter, and so they fire him, whatever. And then he gets signed by the Patriots. In any other world, clean slate, okay, they're giving him a chance. He got like a minimum deal. He wants to go play with Tom Brady and win a Super Bowl. That makes sense. Fucking day one, they're like, oh, here's all this sexual assault stuff that we were sitting on, and like fucking every single minute of every day, like, here's, he came on the fucking... janitor's back. The girl was giving him a massage and he raped her. All this crazy shit. Remember, it just kept going day after day after day to the point where it got to like, you got to play in Miami. And then like, even another report came out like that day. And he was like, all right,
it was like 2 days after Miami. He was gone.
Yeah. They had to like cut him. They had like no choice.
And we would have won the Super Bowl if we kept him that year.
Yeah. He was elite. I mean, he's was on the team for 3 days. He had like 180 yards and a touchdown in Miami. I mean, it would have been crazy. But whatever. That's just like the thing it is. Like Spygate, Deflategate. Like even with Aaron Hernandez, they're like, what did Bill know and when did he know it? Like he was a fucking accessory to murder. So like they're never gonna give him any leeway in any way, any situation. And these guys in UNC, I don't know, they don't give a fuck about him at all, obviously. But like, I don't know. There's just such so many negative reports. Like they're saying today he's gonna get bought out to go to like a soft landing in another team. I'm like, buddy, what team are you talking about? Is it fucking a high school you're going to go coach? You're not walking out of North Carolina with a $1 million bag and being like, ah, I'll go coach the fucking Browns. That's not happening. It's just, it's this never would have been bad if one, they were winning, and two, his girlfriend didn't like create this media craziness. It's also the people that were like fucking digging into it too is a whole nother thing, but she loves it. She loves the like the portrayal. I don't get it. Like she like leans into it, like the gold digger jewelry that she was trying
What do you think if she never started dating Belichick, like what is she doing?
Stripping.
Hustling some other old man, because I feel like that's what she's already done once.
But OnlyFans. I think she does like the like attention almost more than the money.
Yeah, because she wants to be famous. She was going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Like, that was...
Yeah, but that... But, like, where... I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, where... What does she do otherwise? Like, she would have had to try to do something, like... I don't know what it would have been, because she's obviously... She's fucking crazy.
Yeah, psychopath.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, she's, like... She's literally... controlled his life to a point where it was like really weird. It like seems like it's elder abuse. Like she's led a guy into like things that he never would have done. Like he wrote a book, great, that's the way it was supposed to be. Like you're supposed to write books and it was a good fine book, whatever. But then like the book tour, like she's on the sidelines like talking to the camera people, like negotiating deals, pretending like she knows what she's talking. She's like 24 years old. And you're going to be, like, his agent? He's had an agent, I'm assuming, for years. You need a book agent. It's a whole different thing. And then, like, she's making up these, you know, these deals. Like, they were going to do the NFL Hard Knocks thing. And they pulled back because of her. And then they were going to do the Hulu series, like, all season with North Carolina. So, obviously, they're, like, the cameras are there and they're doing this thing all season. And then Hulu scraps that. So, like... What the fuck are you doing to these kids? Like you're making
I don't think Hulu scrapped it.
I think so. That's what came out today or yesterday.
I would think that.
Yeah,
I would think that UNC was like, no, fuck this.
Why? Because they're
exactly
losing.
Like, hey, we're gonna we're gonna look awful.
Them losing is huge for Hulu. Everybody'd watch that shit.
I know. I guess, but like, you still want to see your players. Like, I mean. You still want to see your team on TV and be nationally recognized. No, you don't think so?
Not if they're like, not if it's like every other week is like some awful story about how
Belichick
got this guy. Like they're clearly just stealing money from UNC boosters.
I'm sure there was a fucking contract in place where you couldn't. Somebody would have had to pull the plug, and it would have to be Hulu. Hulu wouldn't leave. It wouldn't be stupid enough to have like a contract where they were like, where UNC could pull the plug at any time. I can't imagine.
So what happened today? It was like one of Steve Belichick's, like somebody was like getting money somehow.
Yeah, no, it was some stupid thing. Like one of the players was family got to get a sideline pass, which is so ridiculous in this day and age to like even say, like you give,
oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. They gave like his family sideline passes to a game.
Because I saw Lombardi has like a $80,000 a month allowance, like car allowance in his contract.
Nice. That's lit. $80,000 a month? It's buying a car every month?
He couldn't even afford a car. Like it doesn't add up the amount of money he's getting paid. But then I figured something else like that was going on, like some weird shiesty deal. But no, that's kind of, I don't know. The whole thing's just whatever. I mean, he's, it's just not working out clearly.
It's not, but like, he's took, I don't know what everyone thought. Like, you can't, I mean, yeah, he's a football genius, a defensive genius, but he also, like, he's not a magician. Like, he can't go to a middling, lower tier ACC football team and you'd be like, okay, they're going to be national champions this year. And I might have said that because I'm a believer.
They always sucked. Like, they were never good.
No, unless they have an elite quarterback like Drake May. And even then, they couldn't do it.
6-6.
Yeah, they're that team is at best hoping to get to, like, the Gator Bowl. You know, whatever the fuck minimum bowl, pinstripe bowl shit you can get. Like a fucking December 26th bowl somewhere, like in Carolina. And, you know, against, like, Utah State. They're never, like, going to be, well, I shouldn't say never, but, like, they've never been, like, ooh, here's our chance at the fucking playoffs. That was never going to be an option. Like, if he took over Clemson and did this, then, okay, then you'd be like, fire this fucking guy ASAP. But, like, now it's, like, it's UNC at the same time. It's not exactly fucking some powerhouse program that was always good. Nick Saban took over Alabama, okay? It's a different story. Even though Alabama was shitty for a while, like, you're still Alabama, like most national championships in history. Again, he coached LSU, then he went to Miami, but then he came back and went to Alabama.
But he also coached, like, Toledo and Michigan State. Like, yeah. He came from the college system, not
understanding it.
Like, Belichick's never coached in college.
No, and it's a whole different thing, and he's trying to treat it like it's the NFL, which in theory sounds great, but the players suck. Like, college is all about players. Like, the culture doesn't matter. Like, if culture gets you where? Culture gets you, like, Notre Dame has culture. But then, if you don't have elite players in college, you're shit. There's just too many players.
Yeah, and you have a new team every year. You can't like build like
no, you can't.
Jordan should be dating a guy who owns like an average restaurant.
Yeah,
who she should be dating.
Yeah, I agree.
And instead, like she should be ruining the restaurant, getting her name on like dessert specials. Instead, she's fucking destroyed this guy.
Hudson Appletini. It's just fucking crazy. Like, her mom owns a dildo shop. It just seems like they're grifting hard. Like, the whole family is like, let's take this family for all they've got. You know, and then I'll sell my dildos on Provincetown. Like, a weird family that like has to be like, it's like she's a beauty queen, a main beauty queen. Like, that's so perfect for her, like, to be like so full of yourself that you're going to be a fucking beauty queen. Like, I'm Miss Maine and lose to like a transgender, by the way, which is crazy.
But hypothetically, you know, Dom starts dating her, right? And she starts coming around. It's like 2 weeks until Katie and Anne want to kill her because she starts throwing eyes at you guys at like Thanksgiving. And she's like, all right, this girl's going to go. Can you tell me he's not doing that to like, she's not doing that to other, like, yeah.
Her fucking, like, his son's wives are older than her. It's, the dynamic can't be any crazier. Like, it's weird enough when your dad gets like another girlfriend. I mean, he's been like divorced from his wife for a long time, but he was with Linda for a long time. And her daughters are older than fucking her. And I've said that a million times. That's fucking weird as shit. Like, because they could have been friends and in the same circles because they were both obviously in Nantucket.
Probably trying to get into the same prestigious university.
I'm sure. The Bill Belichick Dick University. The university Jordan's been trying to get into. She saw that billion-dollar house and his weirdly common boat he owns. That's maybe the weirdest thing about Bill Belichick is that he lives in Nantucket, has this, like, literally owns half the island and then owns a boat that somebody in, like, Lynn Harbor would have. It's probably, like, $1 million boat, but I don't know anything about boats. But
I don't know anything about boats.
The only thing I know about boats is that, like, it's not that big. So that's all I know about it.
It's enough for him to handle. He doesn't like that.
But, like, he needs, like, the John Henry yacht. So that's what he needs, like. I think that's billionaire boat status, though. He just probably didn't have that type of paper.
He's a Stugatz.
I love us. That's like, what his boat looks like. Is the Stugatz.
He likes going out. He likes being the captain on the boat.
I love it. Wears the gear, and his stupid girlfriend wears the 8 rings hat. I was thinking about this today too. Do you remember that year? The year that they beat the Atlanta Falcons, and Tom Brady was suspended for like the first half of the year, a quarter of the year. Bill just ripped the Patriots logo off his jacket and just wore it like that the entire season.
I didn't even know this.
Yeah, what was that?
I thought it was cut out.
It was clearly ripped off because you could see the stitching around it. I mean, he's known to wear ripped shit, but like that was ripped off on purpose. I mean, he in the Super Bowl, the Falcon Super Bowl, he wore the jacket with no Patriots logo on it. It's crazy. And I'm thinking, like, you think back to, like, what the fuck were they, what was he doing there? Like, that, he doesn't do
Kraft,
anything on purpose.
Kraft made a deal with Goodell.
Probably got fined for it.
I mean, fine. I mean, if I was Kraft, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you wearing no logo on your fucking jacket? And I still have a sneaky suspicion that Bill didn't want to wear that blue fucking square around. He, like, at his, like, press conference, like, when they, like, released him from the team, he wasn't wearing that blue square. And he makes you, like, Kraft makes anybody that's near the stadium put it on. Who does not want to wear the ribbon? Who?
What
will not wear the ribbon?
What blue square?
That blue square that thing that Kraft started. It's like the anti-Semitic thing. It's like a blue square pin with, like, a hashtag in it. It's like a stop anti-Semitism thing. I don't know, whatever. But whoever's like the coaches or anybody that goes up to fucking like be interviewed at Patriot Place is always wearing that blue square pin.
I know that.
Oh yeah, take a look and then watch Bill. He like wouldn't wear it all the time, and he'd have it in like weird places. Like he'd put it on, but it'd be like on his belly button. Like, wouldn't wear it like where a normal person would put a pin.
Yeah, that's weird. He definitely ripped this thing off.
Yeah,
this
I know.
It's kind of wild.
Dude, I talked about it during the year, but then, like, there wasn't much, like, some people noticed and didn't said stuff, but they didn't, like, I don't think it was ever brought up in a press conference. But if you look it up, the whole 2016 season, like, he wore this hot jacket, which is, like, you know, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a warm weather, cold weather hybrid jacket with the sleeves cut off, and then he ripped the logo off the chest. And that's how he walked around every game.
I remember that.
Weird. Just something to think about. I think he was. There's so much going on behind the scenes. I think he hates Jonathan's guts, to be honest. And I think that him and Bob probably could have got along fine, but I think Jonathan was like he's trying to get his fucking fingers into the franchise more and more. And you know, I think that they, you know, it probably really ended when Tom left and won the Super Bowl. And Jonathan was like probably like fuck this guy. Like I'm gonna fuck with him constantly. And you know, they were high and mighty because they had won a million Super Bowls. And everybody was high and mighty, and everyone's getting humbled now. Thank God we got Drake May. Save us. But what was the other thing about? Oh, they were talking about how UNC wouldn't. That was the big story after the win, was that North Carolina staff wasn't allowed to tweet anything positive about Drake May or the Patriots. So they,
that couldn't be real. How do you even tell the team that? Like,
no, I mean, I don't. For everything that I've ever known about Bill Belichick, is he has nothing, no idea what's happening on the social media fucking team, or that a social media team exists. Like the people that are doing social media for UNC football are probably literally students. They're not paid employees.
Well,
like,
he probably knows a lot about more about it now because Jordan's sitting there next to him all the time.
I agree, and I think that she's like making this like way too much. Like, I don't know. She seems like she's making this like. Making him into like a Taylor Swift, like he's got to be fucking like, just, you got to be insulted by this. You can't just let this happen. I mean, you must be insulted. You have to go back and be extra petty to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Sad. I hate seeing it.
You hate to see it. Everyone hates to see it. But I mean, I don't know what's going on. I literally think he's being elderly abused. Makes no sense to me. Of it, I don't know.
Anyway,
I mean, what of it?
It's weird. We're like depressed.
It's a hard fall. It's a hard fall. isn't it? Though it's just like a hard.
Yeah, but like I don't know. This is kind of the first time I'm nervous about a game all year.
Nervous? Okay.
Because
why? Because of the if they were
to, like now we're supposed to win this game.
Have to win this game. If you don't win this game by 7 plus, I would consider it a letdown, to be honest with you.
But what I'm saying is, like, if they lose, we stink again, just like that.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm out on the team if they lose. Fact.
But we lost to the Raiders. They're like the worst team that's ever existed.
Okay, but we were just getting our feet under us. Let us know, live. But
what if we're still getting our feet under us? No, I'm just nervous.
We're elite now. There's no going back. You beat Buffalo in Buffalo. You are elite now. You are expected to compete.
That was the first half was like the worst half of football I've seen in some time.
I thought it was good. I thought it was good defense, good everything.
I thought both teams sucked. I mean, we're coughing up the ball back and forth to each other.
Ramondre's,
dumb penalties after dumb penalties.
Get it. But
on
like,
both
listen.
Sides of the ball.
Fucking computer charger's dying on me. You're gonna get a new one. And get they scratch for that.
They just couldn't get anything going at all. They're like the Bills, and that's when I kind of felt good. I was like, "All right, this is so." The defense made plays, and the offense was moving the ball. They were kind of moving the ball. The offensive line is awesome.
It is. Will Campbell's a stud.
Yeah,
Will Campbell's a stud. I mean, they're playing their balls off. They didn't run the ball well enough. Ramondre, look, I was out on him after the fumble. I give him a little bit more grace because of the fucking he got the two touchdowns, but like, enough's enough already, guy. Like, I mean, what are we doing?
Also, we really need him now.
Gibson blows his knee out. I get into a fight with a Twitter doctor on Twitter. He called me numb nuts.
I thought you meant
that hurt.
Did hurt. Still thinking about it.
That was such a good insult.
I mean, I felt like it was uncalled for an MD, by the way. I said, he didn't even cut left or right. He goes, that's because it was a non-contract injury, numb nuts. I said, all right, goddamn,
oh,
fucking
so good.
Lay that on me like that. Insult you.
I was heavily on your side.
I still don't really get what he was saying. Like,
well, I said that like he didn't plant his leg. And he wasn't cutting left or right. How could he blow his ACL out? And he goes, oh, well, because it was non-contact. I was like, yeah, but they're all non-contact.
A injury requires you to be, like, planting and turning, no?
That's what I thought. You have to plant and fucking step to the left or right. Like, I never seen somebody plant and, you know, just plant their foot and have his ACL blow out. Without
me
juking.
And Docs are live, and it was a non-contact. I don't want to hear it from you two.
Wait, I didn't. I was watching the play, but I didn't. I don't like watching knee shit. I didn't watch the how it happened. Like, what he just put.
They showed the replay, and the guy just like picked him up and tackled him, and it was nothing. It was like
wasn't
a normal
even before,
play.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It didn't even have to do with the tackle. It was the he like stopped, so he was running. A whole group of tacklers comes. He stuck his foot in the ground. Like, looks like he was probably going to cut somewhere. And then his knee must have just buckled. And he just, like, was tackled. Like, form tackled.
That's the definition of a non-contact injury.
I never said it wasn't a non-contact injury. I said he wasn't cutting left or right. And his knee wasn't planted.
Nuts. Did he tear his ACL or not?
Yes, he did. But that has nothing to do with it. Neither it's neither here nor there. Okay.
I hated that.
The third Twitter doctor I fought with, by the way. I've been blocked by the Boston one. The girl, she blocked me. I always get I get irrationally angry because they tell me my heroes are injured. That's why I get mad. When they tell me my heroes are going to be injured, I get very mad at them.
About five times a week, we get a message. Tony is in a fight on Twitter from KT. That happens five. And every single time I go to, you know, you go see, Tony usually holds his own on Twitter. He's pretty funny. And then I saw this. Instant guy tears his ACL and gets called a numbnuts. Tony was going,
that was uncalled for.
Back in the third quarter, you idiot.
Yeah. Who else is the other guy? I called Dan Lifshitz. He won't even respond to me anymore. I don't even know what he does. I know he works for WEI, and he says that his fucking, I don't know, he says he's on-air personality, so I don't even know when he's on it. But I was like, this fucking guy's, I was drunk, obviously, after I watched the game, and I was on a fucking all-time high, because that was we just beat the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, and I'm like, fuck this guy, he hates Josh McDaniels, he hates him. And I was like, what do you know? I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about. He does fucking WEEI mornings from 3 to 4 a.m., fucking just trashing him for no reason. the guy's trying to go to sleep, he's got fucking work in the morning, he's like, who is this fucking guy? I don't even know him. That was the guy last week that was like talking. He was like, Mac Jones is a better EPA, DPW, QRC than fucking Drake May. I'm like, shut up already. I don't care. There was another thing that made me laugh. I had a lot of fun Twitters. My wife left me to my own devices when I was watching the game. So I was cycling Twitter most of it. And fucking Evan Lazar, you know how he loves to be like in the know guy and know, like, loves to be scout guy? He said something crazy like, Here's Josh McDaniels using a Folgers coffee concept. I was like, ugh. I think I did the fucking the Stanley from The Office eye roll. I couldn't have been more annoyed. I was like, that, just stop, guy. This is like, it's like, you know, Michio Kaku, the fucking guy. You know how like on Opie and Anthony, that would be like, he's the guy that's trying to talk down to the normal people, but they don't know how. Like this, he goes out of his way to opposite that, to be opposite. Like he tries to outsmart and out scout football knowledge you. Like he's like, you know what I mean? He's like, he's around football but doesn't coach it. So like he probably tells like his whatever, he probably coaches Pop Warner and he's like, okay, we're gonna do a Folgers coffee concept, and everyone's like, what are you talking about? Can we just what am I doing? It's 21 dive, right? Yeah. That just made me laugh. I just, you know, I'm having a time. I was winning. I was a winner that night. I'd do anything in a win.
That didn't feel good. That felt like a real game.
It was a good game. It was a real game. They played great offense. They played great defense. Ramondre's got to stop fucking fumbling on normal plays too. You can excuse a fumble when it's like, you know, a really good defensive play where it's like maybe you caught the ball and immediately as you're turning a guy punches it out, but you have two hands on it and he just got a great punch right on the ball. But like these are like a guy taps his wrist and he just fucking ejects the ball 15 yards. It's nonsensical fumbles.
But he's point shaving.
He might be. I mean, I'm no shitting. I mean, he saw us, but then why would he score two touchdowns? It doesn't make any sense, Vince. Untouched.
The bet was secured.
Well, no, then he would have fucking had a win. He was trying to point shave the first half. Who knows? But now we got no running backs.
He also has like the most yards on our team right now.
Total? Probably. Running, definitely.
Like him or Diggs, like all purpose. It's like he's like our best offensive player.
He is, but he's a fucking liability.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an issue.
He's fucking, every time you go out there, you're either gonna get a fucking 20-yard gain or a fucking turnover.
I do love I like Rabel sticking with him though.
Yeah, and then he was saying some shit. I'm like, God damn it, I might be on his side. They was like, why are you sticking with Ramondre? He's like, listen, everybody takes fucking responsibility for a fumble. He's like, who? What about these guys standing around? Shouldn't they be? I'm like, I guess. I don't know. Should they? He's like, fucking. He's like, the linemen are like responsible for the fumble too. I'm like, really? Are they? I guess.
Hey, he's building a team right
now.
He
is. That's a
culture.
And
I love to see it.
Hey, look, he sticks with his guys.
Ramondre's an awesome locker room guy. He seems like the nicest guy in the world. Feels Stevenson? Like everyone likes him. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone likes him until he fumbles every single game. I mean, he's literally got a...
I'm saying that his teammates like him.
Yeah, he's got a Pop Warner fumble rate right now. He's like literally like 15 games, 11 fumbles. It's something insane like that. And that's not even way off. It may be off by a few. But it's like since the beginning of last year, he's got 11 fumbles or something.
I mean, he only lost six of them. But hey,
I don't think that he's fucking whatever. Stop putting the ball on the ground. There was a play in this game where they threw like a screen to him, right at behind the tackle, and you know the defensive line wasn't that far away, and a guy was tracking him from behind. I'm like, this is a fumble. The game's over. Like we were up by like 3-0. I mean, maybe by 3 with or. Either we were going to score to take the lead or whatever. And I just saw the guy tracking him. I'm like, that's it. Game's over. Like, you know when you see a guy coming from behind that the running runner doesn't know is there. and you just expect them to fumble. That's what I was expecting. But Lord help him, he held on to it.
Lord. We'll see. No, yeah. We need, though.
We have to. We got to need somebody now. Need bodies, warm bodies. Fucking Borregaulis. Can we talk about fucking balls? Nails?
Yeah, but we were ready to kill him week one. And then...
Cuban missile? Now he's fucking... Vinatieri who is what I've been saying. Kid fucking was good from 70 in Buffalo.
That was a fucking piss missile at the end of the game.
I know he's not Cuban, but he's from Miami, so I'm going to call him Cuban for the rest of his career. The Cuban missile. That would be his leg.
The Cuban missile is a great nickname.
It is a great nickname. I invented it, even though he's not Cuban. I don't care. Is that racist? Maybe. But guess what? The Colombians don't have missiles.
Is Cubans, he Colombian?
I think he's Colombian, yeah. Makes sense. They play soccer down there.
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever. I mean, I was very proud of the boy. Fucking bombs it through from fucking 52. Good from 70.
Of course, like, KP's hamster wheel on the internet ruined it for me.
Oh, I don't get it. South Carolina's got nothing going for them except they have faster TV than Massachusetts, and it makes no sense.
Like 10 seconds.
The game's being played 3 hours, I mean, what, 6 hours driving from our house, and some reason he gets the game faster than us. And he's on internet TV, too. He's not even on cable.
He also, like, has to say something every time something happens, too.
That's a nightmare. Yes, it is a nightmare. Every single time, correct.
like just I muted him many times.
Yeah. I have to put my phone face down, and it will just always be a noise. Like, he's like the Scott Zolak of texting. Wow! Fuck him!
Dude, I've gotten so used to it, though. Like, I was fucking upstairs, like, folding some shit. I felt my phone buzz. I knew something big was about to happen. I run down. Like, something happened.
You know, I've become like this guy. Like, I have my Garmin watch, and I set it to like buzz when it gets text, and it's made me like maniacally, like literally a psychopath. Like, anytime my wrist buzzes, I get mad at whatever's coming in. I like literally, I don't know who it is or what it's from.
You're getting a buzz every time you get a text message?
Every time I get a text and a phone call, my wrist buzzes, and I go, ape shit. Like, I don't know. I can't. What? I don't know how to stop
it. What are you doing? This is your fault.
I know, but I don't even know how to shut it off now. Like, it was all, I think I set it up the first day, and I don't know how to shut it off. So now
So if you're sleeping, right? Like, yeah. Cause sometimes people send text messages at like random times, but I just assumed everyone's phone's always off. My phone doesn't make a noise ever.
No, my phone doesn't. Don't get me wrong. My phone doesn't buzz. Doesn't ring, doesn't do shit. My wrist buzzes every single time.
Wait, so do you sleep with your watch on?
Yes, but I think that there's like a timer where it doesn't buzz, like, because it's got like a sleep timer at 11, so it doesn't buzz between 11 and 7.
All right, that's okay. That changed. That's fine. But if you're getting buzzed at 4 in the morning.
No, I don't get buzzed at 4 in the morning. I get buzzed all day, though, and KP texts like a girl, so, like, my arm will just go bzz, 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 for, like, 2 hours, and I'm like, the fuck? Like, that's why, like, I think he's the one that made me go nuts. So, like, even, like, I'll get work calls. I'm like, fuck, who is this? I don't even know. I, like, lose my mind. Like, I'll be in the middle of something, and I have to put it, first of all, I have to put it on my right hand because I have tattoos, and my left wrist has tattoos, so it doesn't see through my tattoos, so it doesn't do, like, any good to have a Garmin watch. So I have to wear it on my right hand like a weirdo. So I write with my right hand, and usually I'll be doing something, and I'll be into something really busy, and my fucking wrist will start buzzing, and it makes me go psychotic. I lose my fucking mind. I don't know why, but I'll be writing something and be, like, really into, like, whatever math I'm doing.
The watch, Sony.
Why? Yeah, I mean, this is...
Get a whole new watch?
But yeah. Why do you...
Or you got to get into the settings.
I gotta get into the settings somehow. There's gotta be a Reddit for this.
Why do you need a Garmin watch? They're like,
I'm an athlete. That's why, Vince. This is what athletes wear.
I would lose my mind if I got a buzz every single time I got a text message.
I have an Apple Watch, like, and I try to wear it. It's just a fucking, it's annoying as shit. You gotta charge them. It is buzzing at you every 2 seconds, telling you who's texting me. I just don't.
The Garmin, you only have to charge like once a week, maybe. And that's if you, that's after a lot of use. So that's the good thing about it. You know, waterproof, all this good shit.
I don't understand having a digital watch. I don't. It's, you have your phone, like
calculator watch.
The only reason you need, the only reason to wear a watch is like because it's a fucking awesome watch now. Because
you bring up a story that only you'll like, Vince.
Tell time with it.
There's literally there's probably dozens of listeners right now, but I want to tell you a story only, Vince. Frank was wearing we do that Zoom call on Tuesday afternoons for work, and I don't know if he told you this, but so he goes in his office and he goes on Zoom, and I'm in my office and I'm on Zoom, and we're all doing the meeting, and he's just like holding his hands up like this the whole time, and I was like, you fucking, I was like, this fucking guy is trying to show off that watch, waiting for somebody to fucking comment about it. And he was like, he was doing this the whole time. He's like, well, I don't know. Like, just had his hand on his chin.
He did not tell me that.
That's yeah, because I don't think he realized he was doing it. But I texted him in the middle of the thing. I was like, put your fucking hand down. Nobody wants to see your watch. And he was like, what? It's a nice watch. He didn't realize he was doing it. But I was like, fuck this kid. I knew he was doing it. That's literally a story for one person. I just wanted to tell you that.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was very funny. Any more stuff to talk about Bill Belichick? I don't think so.
I don't even want to talk about that. No. I hate talking about that. And I hate talking about Brady. I hate talking about both of them at this point.
People are mad at Brady, too. I could care less. Why are so many people mad at, like, who's calling the game? I never understood mad at calling the game guy. Like, who cares? Joe Buck. Like, people used to be like, Joe Buck's a fan of the Yankees. Like, you'd be watching the Red Sox game. Like, you could tell he likes the Yankees more. Like, Who gives a fuck?
Collinsworth was driving me fucking insane last game.
There's a guy. I don't even listen to it. I'm so focused. I'm laser focused. I don't even understand. I got to be tweeting through the game. I don't listen to anything Chris Collinsworth is saying. I did listen to a couple things he was saying when he was praising Drake. I always support that.
He was mostly just sucking off
Josh.
Josh. It's like,
yeah. To be expected.
He scrambles around and makes like a bad, dangerous incompletion, and he's just like, this guy.
Yeah. Nobody in the world could do that. That's a sign of a real legend, is when they really blow you over an incompletion that anybody could have done, but you looked cool doing it. Like the famous fucking Mahomes, like is sideways through the air throwing an incompletion in the Super Bowl, and like, who else could do this? And everyone, I think somebody too is like, literally everyone could do that. Every single person. And, you know, this is the craziest shit. Yeah, I mean, what else? I just had something in my head that I wanted to bring up, and now I can't remember what it was. Oh, Marcus Jones. Can we discuss him?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I mean, what a stud. What a stud. I mean, obviously you got the fucking return, the kick return already this year. He fucking locked up Keon Coleman in the slot. Gets the pick in the fucking on the goal line. The kid is a playmaker.
He's fiery.
He had you fired up. At that's when I knew you were into the drinks. When he had a big play, and you were just you sent like six straight texts, and then somehow dropped three tweets at the same time.
I was high on my. I'm high on Marcus Jones.
In a million miles an hour, he's trying to text.
I'm going fucking full speed.
Mojo.
Mojo, I think I did make that up. I did call him Mojo. Hey, Mojo, come on, Mojo. I made that up. I got that from fucking
Permian.
Yeah, I definitely got it from Permian. But then I used it for there was somebody else. There was a Bruin. Was it Marcus Johansson or whatever? He was on the Bruins for a little while, and they called him Mojo. I was like, I love that nickname. Yeah, and then now Marcus Jones. That's why I call him Mojo now.
You were on a different level. You're just Mojo. Mojo.
Here we go, Mojo.
Friday Night Lights fan.
Nobody, I mean, you guys ever see Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob Thornton? Go Mojo. But the fucking kid's he's a star. He's a star in the making. He's Devin Hester-esque on punt returns. And he's a capable corner. And he can play offense if you want him to.
And he can pass.
And have you ever heard the kid sing? Forget about it.
Kind of loaded.
Sneaky loaded. Buffalo has no defense, by the way. That's a non-Super Bowl contending defense.
I thought that's what the whole time especially in the first half, I was like, how is this team undefeated? Who the fuck do they play?
Defense isn't very good, and they played tough teams.
League is still shit.
Yeah. Kansas City lost again.
Right, like, the Eagles look bad. it the goes, Packers look bad. The Chargers look bad. No one's good.
Brady said it. It's like the quality's fucking shit because they're not allowed to practice as much.
They can't practice, like, and you're never going to be able to put the toothpaste back in the tube. Like you're never going to be able to get the NFLPA to, you know, get the same payment and get more hard practice. Like that's never going to happen again.
So you said it before, like some of those Patriots teams, like they would boat race the entire NFL right now.
Yeah, like an average 2000, like I wouldn't even count like 2003 and 2004 because to me those teams were like fucking elite dominant that could beat anyone. But like throw the 2005 team out there and they would beat any team by 20 in this league right now.
Maybe, but I also were listening to coaches saying that like, in preseason, back in the day, they used to just run, like, cover two. And you just be, like, base shell or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't even do that anymore because the packages you put in now are so much more advanced than what they used to do that they're, like, hiding coverages as their base calls. Like, the offenses are so much more advanced. The players are so much more athletic. There's no,
from
like,
20 years ago.
Like,
that's Randy Moss was in the league 20 years ago.
No. But I'm talking about like your average defensive tackle is running like a 4.7.
I get it.
And there was like three of those guys in the league back in the day.
Disagree. But now we're not talking about the early 80s here. Richard Seymour was fucking there. They had Vince Wilfork. Vince Wilfork ran a sub 5 at like 340 pounds.
You're talking about the best players in the league, though. You're not talking about like. Who was the third string tackle for them? It was probably some fat white guy who he stuffed A gaps. Like those guys sucked.
Mike Wright.
They would never make the league now.
You want to just pull out a Mike Wright reference right now? A fat white D tackle. He had a that motherfucker was in the dark room for like 2 years. He got so many concussions, they were like, you can't play anymore. He was in the dark room for so long.
There's so many just bad players back in the day that
I get
wouldn't
it, but
make rosters.
I feel like you're talking like they're plumbers when they were like, back then we were like, can you imagine if this team played a team in the 80s? Like those guys were like Tom Brady against fucking Bart Starr. Are you shitting me?
I don't know. I just think that this always like
cover two was like, it was like the greatest defense. The cover two like then was like any time, like if you played Peyton Manning, you had to go cover two so no one could beat you deep. And it was really tough to beat. And then they did the Tampa 2 and all that bullshit. It did. Like, that was, like, the best defense for that. And then everyone started figuring out how to beat that. But then, you know, everything evolves.
I know what you're saying, Tyler, though. Like, you don't want to be into that, like, that same old guy. Like, oh, back in our day. But, like, I'm not saying it's just sloppier. It's way sloppier.
I think that I said before, too, was, like, at this point of the year.
Yeah.
Anybody, like any of those teams, pick one. Like, pick any team, really. Any good team from, like, the 80s, 90s, early 2000s in October or September would beat any great team now in September.
I'm saying they wouldn't get 12 penalties in the first half. Like,
no.
Yeah.
But then they'd throw like, the ball three times, too. They'd be handing it off.
What rules are we playing? Are we playing their rules when you were just allowed to do what they did back then? Or like the rules now, they get called for everything. It's so much more difficult to play.
They got to fix all that shit. They're going to fix, instead of going more international, maybe fix the fucking rules. Like, I don't need a fucking game in Romania. Can we just like have less pass interference? That's all I care about. I don't need to lose a home game to watch the Patriots play the Minnesota Vikings in Oslo. You know what I mean? It's 2 a.m. fucking Eastern Standard Time. We get to all the Swedes get to go into fucking Oslo Stadium. It's the stupidest shit. We don't need to be international. Stop including everyone. This is our game. we don't need to include anyone with it. Is fucking India coming over here and be like, guys, the cricket league. You got to get in. We're gonna play in fucking Chicago this week. No one would give a fuck.
The thing is, it's never going to catch on in Europe. It's impossible.
Like, Germany seems to like it a little bit. Like,
yeah, but it's like a party. It's like, okay, we'll go. Yeah. But, like...
There's no way Brazil cares at all.
No.
And London is like, again, like it's close enough where Americans can go to that game and just like also sightsee. It's not like you're not going to England and having a bunch of English people come in, like huge NFL fans. You're not filling Wembley Stadium with European NFL fans. You're just not. I mean, well, 90, I like, bet 50% of them are from America.
There's not a single NFL player that's from the UK.
Might be one.
There was one.
There might be one that like they Who? Used to play rugby and
oh,
like
oh, a tight end. There's a tight end.
Yeah, sometimes they'll have like a, but they're definitely like not white British. They're like fucking, you know, Namibian or something and grew up there.
Australian. I forgot. I think they were on the Packers.
Australian
like,
punter.
Like they don't really exist. Like I don't know. I don't think they really like it that much.
No, that's what I'm saying. Stop including them. They don't care. Just like if you want to do it, like put it in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Like fucking, if you want to fucking start including places, but how about places that love football but don't have a NFL team? Put it in fucking Iowa City or wherever. You know.
God damn it, is that a good idea?
Yeah, Chicago. The Chicago Bears at Iowa City. You know what I mean? The New England, not New England, but the Carrier Dome. But the Buffalo Bills in the Carrier Dome. Fucking, maybe you'll see a sellout for the first time in your fucking life. I don't know. It's a better idea than fucking going to Chile and having the fucking Dallas Cowboys play the Arizona Cardinals in Peru. No one cares. It's stupid. It's a waste of time, and nobody wants to wake up at fucking 7 a.m. to watch players that are fucking half drunk on mojitos. Whatever they drink in fucking Brazil.
It's a Copacabana or something. Yeah. Horrible hangover, tell you that much.
Well, enough said.
All right. I think we got it. Enough of the internationals. God damn it, build that wall.
That's what I've been saying. Listen, trust me. If it came down to if the NFL couldn't leave, I'd be helping build the wall. If that stopped NFL airplanes from leaving American airspace, I would fucking do it. They don't try to go There's to Canada, dude. Have you noticed that? The Buffalo Bills did that like once or twice. They don't try to go to Canada. Like, we got that. That's wrapped up. Fuck Canada. Well, let's move over to get international.
Yeah, there's not a single like NFL team that I think enjoys it, like a fan base. It's like, oh, sweet. My team's in London this weekend. This is awesome.
No, it's cool for like New England, or it's cool for like Buffalo and a New York team, because that's like, okay, that's not much different than going to Miami. Like, I mean, weather-wise, obviously it is, but like the if you wanted to go to an away game, it's cool because you get to go international, but it's like the same flight.
I have no interest in ever seeing, like, if I go to Germany, I don't want it to be when the Patriots are there.
Waste,
like, I don't want to
waste 4 hours.
I don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of mass holes, like, on my vacation.
I'm so used to it. Yeah, I mean, everyone drinking fucking giant pints of beer. Not even pints, fucking liters of beer, and then smashing each other with the steins. Yeah, no, it wouldn't go great. God help them if the Patriots lost. It'd be bodies strewn about Munich. I don't know. What do you guys think this week? Anything other than a 7-point victory is a letdown to me. I literally can't take a step back now. They've brought me into, this is a playoff team. That's where my focus lies now. I can't leave that headspace. So any team that I perceive as less than or bad team, which is 90% of their schedule, if they don't beat them by 7+, I'm out. For that reason, I'm out on the team.
Oh, it's crazy that the 3 difficult games in the schedule are now the Bills again at home, the Bucks, who are definitely good, but not like, they can lose to anyone. They're not that good. And
that Baker.
The Falcons are somehow like a good game.
I don't think they are. We have the Ravens on the road.
Yeah, they suck right now.
Yeah, they suck, but that's only because Lamar's not playing. Lamar's and helping. They also had a really tough schedule to start. They played Buffalo, Detroit, Kansas City.
Yeah,
some other teams. So they played all the good teams, and now Lamar's hurt, but come back and it'll be playing. It's
so
like late, I guess, in the
Baltimore
year
too. But besides that, like it's, I don't know. It would if they were to lose, the crash you would have
me.
That's what I'm.
Yes,
I'm like the next, what? the the next post-game rundown from Tony has a chance to just be one of the most legendary crash outs of all time.
Sure would. I mean, if they lose, I mean, I already set it up in this week's game recap on patreon.com/MalcolmGuppodcast, where you can get on there and get it nice and cheap. It's on sale. No, it's not. It's always cheap. Get on there. It's like $1 a month, $5 a month if you want to be a real superhero. But this is how you know when you're a good team. If you can win an emotional win like that on the road, your whole team's hyped up, you fucking go into a hostile environment, toughest place you're going to play all year, win a game, and then you have to keep that energy to play a shitty opponent the next week and beat them soundly like you're getting better or you're staying the same. You're a good team. Like, to have that same energy going week to week to week, you can't just, you know, decide when you're going to play hard and not. You have to bring it every single week to be good in this league.
I think Vrabel gets the boys going, though.
Vrabel does get the boys going. Stephon Diggs gets the boys going.
Last week, right? Didn't they beat?
Yeah, the Giants. The Giants had five turnovers.
The Giants. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So the Saints winning is big for us. Like, this is just like the Panthers winning. Like, we get to play them after a win. Yeah. They're going to be fired up. They're not going to lock back in for a game.
No.
Spencer Rattler is kind of a gamer, though.
He stinks.
Yeah, he battles.
I've never seen him. I've never seen a pass he's thrown, I promise you.
He's not good, but he's a gamer.
That Baker Mayfield, I'll tell you. That kid's all right. He's all right.
I've been on Baker since day one. Spencer Rattler has some Baker qualities.
Does he have Baker in him?
He does a little bit. He's not
I wanted Baker before we got May.
Who didn't? I mean, I want the cut of his jib. I'll tell you, he was busting out. I don't know what happened. Like, Cleveland was like, nah.
So Cleveland.
I know, but like, they didn't like him. I don't know why. I mean, he won him
a
playoff game.
Baker's not good. He's the MVP right now.
I know, but like, did you watch him in the playoffs? Like, he's good, obviously. But then you watch him in the playoffs and you're like, all right, now we have to win a Super Bowl with him. And it's like, oh, Jesus.
No, he's like fucking Favre, dude. He just loves to fucking throw the rock. He's fucking, and his superpower is shit talking. Like, he needs to be shit talking all the time. I mean, if that guy was on my team, I'd die for him. I'd be on the field.
My favorite, like, non-Patriot quarterback ever. Like, him basically not break, but him in college was awesome. He was the best college quarterback.
He planted the flag at Ohio State. I mean, you know what the amount of fucking balls you have. Just even, like, you grabbed your Oklahoma flag and planted it in the center of Ohio State. I mean, you're not even rivals. Just to do it.
He played Kansas, and, like, they're talking shit at the 50-yard line. To him, like, they didn't want to shake his hand. He starts grabbing his nuts at him.
Yes, I do remember that.
He's the best.
This motherfucker is all heart and balls. The gunslinger. He's a fucking gunslinger. He's 5 years away from sending dick pics to a sideline girl. I mean, I'm telling you, that's Favre. That's Favre reincarnated without robbing black girls or whatever he did.
I'm just worried that he's just a classic. Like, he throws a lot of picks. Like, he's just a little wreck.
He's like Favre. He just throws the ball everywhere, and then sometimes you'd be like, that was the best throw I've ever seen. And then sometimes he'll throw an interception. You're like, that's crazy. But he's crazy. He runs around. He's nuts. Doesn't get hurt. Runs through people. I love him. Huge Mayfield guy. Like, literally, if fucking Bill Belichick was allowed to trade Mac Jones and sign Baker Mayfield, he'd still be here, and we'd be competing for the AFC East. I'm not unhappy with where we're at now. Trust me, I'm not. But I'm just saying.
No, this is way better.
Yeah, this is better, but Bill Belichick and Baker Mayfield, remember they fucking worked him out? They had like a 20th pick overall, and they said if you drop to number, they told him that if he dropped to number two, they were going to trade up to get him, and he went number one to Cleveland. He was going to be the heir to Brady, and was going to be the best. We would have been the best. Fucking, how many teams passed on him? He went to Cleveland, traded him to Carolina, and then they cut him, and he signed with L.A., and then he was the backup in L.A. or something. Didn't he win the Super Bowl with them?
No, he just the next. No, he went in and won a game.
Yeah,
he won
that
week. Week 17 game after only being on the team for like 4 days.
Yeah,
and then they signed him in Tampa.
Yeah, exactly. Gamer.
Did you hear what happened in Cincinnati?
Flacco.
Yeah. Just the way it read, though, it was just like the Bengals, they sent not one car. They sent two cars, one for Joe and his wife and a second for their bags. Like, they couldn't send a... Like, making them drive 3.5 hours.
How demoralized... First of all, how much do you want to still play in the NFL to be a 40-year-old, over 100 millionaire, definitely, and you have to be traded from Cleveland to Cincinnati mid-season? I mean, what? I mean, at that point, can you just be like, I just want to fucking play this out, man. Like, I don't want to play anymore.
Dude, I don't know if you've ever made the drive. I've made the drive.
Probably not.
I have, too.
Cleveland to Cincinnati. It is... unbelievably horrible.
Wasteland. I mean, there's I picture like you going by factories, like one of those old factories where there's just like always sparks coming out of the windows.
You just go through, it's like farms and then shitty towns.
Yeah. It's like,
anyway, here's Toledo.
It's where they film all the presidential campaign videos because there's just like a barn that just says like America on it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's falling apart. It's like, yeah, this isn't good.
Where they make most of the United States meth.
Like, you pull into the gas station on the side of the road, it's like that rock and dust that flies up.
the tumbleweeds are fucking going by.
Some toothless idiot comes out and says, "I have to."
I'll get out of here. You ain't welcome.
I gotta pump your gas.
What is that? Is that Mexican? It's Italian, sir. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I just can't imagine that amount of ambition. To be like, I'm an NFL quarterback. I need to continue doing this. At eight, he's older than me. I can barely get out of bed. This motherfucker's like, fuck it. I guess I'll go to Cincinnati and play football. Like, why? You're done.
Yeah. Not to mention their offensive line is notorious for getting your
fucking... He hasn't been...
QB's murdered.
Like, he was good on the Ravens. He hasn't been on the Ravens in like a decade. Yeah. Like, legitimately. Well,
he brought a... Was it the Browns to the playoffs and won a game like 2 years ago?
He did do
was
that.
It the Browns?
But well, he was
he
also
won
on the
playoff game like 2
was
years ago.
Was it the Browns or the Colts?
No, it was the Browns.
Could have been the Colts. Could have been a lot of teams. I have no clue.
He's been on a lot of teams, let's face it. Well, so he was on definitely the Browns, definitely the Colts. Now he's on the Bengals. He was on another team too. Besides the Ravens.
I don't remember.
He did some shit. He's been around. I mean,
the Raiders maybe?
Did you look it up? Denver?
Oh, my God. The New York Jets. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
The fucking Denver Broncos. He was signed as the starter. That was where he went first. Then he went, was a starter with the Jets. Completely don't remember that year. Philadelphia Eagles. Then he went back to the Jets. Then he was Cleveland 2023. Colts 2024. Cleveland again this year. And now Cincinnati. Fucking guy.
What the fuck is going...
Like, why do you have so... Why are you going to continue doing it?
His wife is sitting there making a 4-hour drive with him to another fucking shitty...
She'd just be like, I'm just going to check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not coming to Cincinnati with you, bud.
Cincy is an upgrade. Not a bad little city.
Like, I couldn't be bothered. I couldn't be bothered to go. Like, just there's nothing for me there. What would I want to do? Go see the
nothing.
Reds?
Cincinnati's the worst. It's fucking
there's a
it's near Louisville,
very sketchy
right?
casino where you're either... If you... You either lose money or you win and get robbed on the way up. So you actually never can walk out with money.
You never win anything, yeah.
Cleveland and Cincinnati are two of the worst towns I've ever been in. I thought it's just nothing.
Cleveland's notoriously like a zombie town, like after like 5 p.m. when everybody leaves like their office job. It's like notoriously just nobody's left.
Columbus is actually all right.
Columbus is supposed to be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
Columbus.
When did this become an Ohio City pod? That's what I'd like to know.
Cincinnati. I've had great times in Cincinnati. Columbus.
You're friends with a rich kid that lives in Cincinnati. That's why
he owns Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's literally like.
I guess if that's what the elites are doing in Cincinnati, it's pretty average.
They're like, hey, want to get a box at fucking Churchill Downs? Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that. All the other people are like, here's a fucking dirt road.
That is the worst city I think of ever. Louisville is horrendous.
Okay, never been.
I've never been there.
No. I walked in and the first thing, we parked. There was a nurse smoking a cigarette outside the hospital and she goes, be careful. There's a guy running around with a red sweatshirt robbing people. I'm like, all right.
Miss, welcome. Are you pregnant? All right, well, what are we going to do? Just do some predictions. Vince? Vince is eating.
I think we're going to score a lot of points. I have us scoring like 29 points.
More than that.
I got us over 30.
I told you, I'm all – I Vince, you're right there with me.
I got 32.
Needs too much. Too much.
You know, like, we should be rooting for the Patriots to lose for this podcast because the Tony meltdown.
I'm telling you, I can't anymore. I promise you, I can't. There's no backward step anymore. You know, like a boxer, when they say there's no, you don't take a backward step. That's me
just
now.
Marching forward. Yeah, just
after, after you gave me that little taste of success again, I mean, I'm chasing the dragon so hard right now. If I fall off this, there's no telling what could happen. I could explode, literally have a heart attack.
But
it's
like,
gonna be like the Jersey Jerry. I'm gonna kill myself. You're gonna meet in the bathroom.
Why would I want to go to Walmart?
We're gonna like, all right. Drake May's gonna get strip sacked a couple times.
No, stop it. He's elite now. He's already in the top pantheon.
But he doesn't do anything like smart yet. He's just everything's smart. All skill. He's not smart. He's
telling you that him and Josh McDaniels are in their bag right now.
We watched like 25 minutes of good football, and now this is it. This is what
I told you they turned a corner. It's over for everybody. He's going to be a 400 yard passer. You know, any minute
now.
I mean,
he doesn't step up in the pocket. He doesn't he doesn't do any of that type of stuff.
He's tall in the pocket.
he's perfect in the pocket. Yeah. Well, what do you mean? I'm just saying he's obviously good, but like, we're still gonna make mistakes. Like, we're not just gonna. I don't think we're just gonna be beating teams here.
I'm so on the opposite end of you. I don't know. I don't see how they could lose. I don't see how they could lose to another team.
Oh god.
I'm
bad.
So locked in. I'm not joking. This is serious. I think they're going to win 34-10 this game. And I don't think it's going to be particularly close.
I think they can do that just because the Saints just won and the Saints are horrendous.
Okay, their best player, Kamara, hurt himself today. The Patriots' defense is fucking good. Linebackers are getting better. The defensive line's elite. The secondary is pretty much elite. So you get two out of three elite things covering up your weakness, which is your linebackers. Offense is getting better every single week. Stephon Diggs' new role is unbelievable. And May is making plays. So 34-10. That's where I'm at. And if it's under seven, I kill myself. If they lose if they beat the team by under seven, I kill myself on the podcast.
Dude, if
if they lose outright, I kill all of us on the podcast.
If they lose this game, the first thing I'm doing is actually I'm joining the Patreon, which I've never joined the Patreon for anything.
I'm just
listen to your.
Here's my word.
Your post game.
You have my honest word that if they lose this game, I will do emergency Patreon that night.
I just picture Tony lying dead on the floor. We just hear his watch buzzing against the ground.
That's exactly what it is. It's fucking. That's literally what would happen. Like, if I was in my casket and my wife wanted to dress me like how I usually dress, she'd have my watch on me, and KP would be texting me like, "You up? You up? You up? You up? You see that? You see that?"
Oh, that's the perfect ending to a movie. Camera just comes in on the
fucking rosary beads fall off my hands because my
hog's back.
You seen it? They hired Bobby Bowden. They hired Bobby Bowden. Shut the fuck up. Not gonna hire anybody. He always thinks that they're hiring somebody great. Never. Doesn't even matter. It was ended here.
Plane's down in Florida. I know Saban lives down there.
Yeah, when he checked the plane. You know that he loves Arkansas. He loves Fayetteville. He said it. Find it, KP. I'll find it. It's on Reddit. He goes, anyway, follow the pod, Brady Disciple, Malcolm Go Pod on Twitter, MalcolmGoPodcast.com, MalcolmGoPodcast on Patreon.com/MalcolmGoPodcast. Join Talk to the boys. Join the Discord. I send out all this stuff after the game, after the pod. What else? MountainGoatPodcast@gmail.com. I don't check it, but people send me messages and kindness messages and ask me to you know, gonna ask questions about the pod that I ignore, but try and do it anyway. Pat's big this week. I mean, I love him for the rest of the year. I'm back. I'm ready to hang another banner, boys. Let's go.
Do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game. Your honor. Your kids are honor. Your family's honor. We are free.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler. Stepping into the end zone.
Warner goes back to throw, and here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
league!
Hey!
Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.